everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 194, just a short period of time after 193.
It's been a long period of time. What are you talking about,
man? It's been a long period of time. Well, the beauty of the internet is once this is archived, that
it'll look like it's...
Well, I mean, if you're just catching up, just like you go to Netflix and catch up on, like I'm watching Battlestar Galactica right now.
Beg your pardon?
Yep.
Which is... like 8 years ago. Yeah. I don't even know when the seasons ended or began. So, nice. Welcome back to a new season of Ping, if you will.
We brought it back just for you. We love it so much. We're like, you know what? We got to do this.
You can read the whole backstory in the comments from last week. But one of those was, you just have to bring back the show.
Yes.
Literally, you can, not my words.
It's a quote.
So, we worked together. We got back from our holiday breaks and travel we've been doing.
Yeah.
You were in Houston for a little while. Some of those videos are up.
Fun time in Houston looking at tech head, pre-scouting, fun stuff like that for the Countdown Show.
But we're back, and we're back with Ping, and we'll be bringing this show to you weekly, back to our regular schedules. So have no fear, Ping is back. It's been a little later than we wanted to, but again, scheduling come the new year was a little rough.
But we wanted to get this one out specifically because I'm sitting next to a crazy guy in a Bronco shirt in Seattle.
Let's talk about that a little bit. So I do love orange, but I've been a lifelong fan of the Denver Broncos, even though I'm from the East Coast. I have family out in Denver. This has been a very hostile environment this past couple weeks.
So Seahawks.
I had to sneak the jersey in. I didn't want to wear it out in the streets.
But he did it such a clandestine way. He didn't even bother telling me that I would have worn the Seahawks jersey. Because they're my adopted teams. I never really had an NFL team before, being from Canada.
Right.
Not a lot of football teams.
You're a Rough Riders fan?
Rough Riders.
I only guessed because two of the teams are named Rough Riders. I figured.
Well, they actually changed one of their names. It's now called the Red and Blacks.
Oh, well, there you go.
So it's a little trivia note for you. That's the new name for the Ottawa guys. Which who I would have been running for. But Bing's been doing some cool stuff for search data and everything else along those lines around the Super Bowl.
Right. So one of the, our first article is all about kind of comparative searching. So searches for Broncos versus Seahawks geographically. So across the United States they did, not internationally for the Super Bowl. But if you look at this on the Bing blog, you can see kind of that middle part of the country is a nice bright orange, and then the edges
surrounded,
except
by
Maine.
The Seahawks. Well, Maine, I used to live next to Maine, so I don't know.
I mean, go Maine, go orange. It'll be a great game. But here you can look at, like I said, they go back like Peyton versus Russell. Wilson, Sherman, Richard Sherman on there. Of course, he's big in the news his interview after the conference championship.
I'm willing to bet that if you contacted your favorite bookie down in Las Vegas, you could probably set a bet against who's going to be winning in searches against these different guys as well.
The prop bets
to monetize it. You can monetize it.
The prop bets out there on for the Super Bowl are intense. Like everything from how long the national anthem will be to, you know, which way the coin toss will end up.
Yeah, those are more classic.
They've got ready Omaha.
I heard about one. They actually have one going right now for the color of Gatorade that's going to be dumped on the winning coach.
Yeah, that's a traditional one they do as well.
It's insane.
Yeah, they'll do a clear versus, you know, certain colors. It's every little bit is on there. So search results, obviously a way of seeing more user intent. Just want to see kind of what fan bases are out there, who's going to travel well, who's going to be cheering the most, who's really interested in finding out the team they just adopted right before the Super Bowl.
So
not that there's fans that would just do that,
I would say the next episode of Ping, winning team colors get worn.
I do have a jersey of each.
You can do that?
Because the Hawks have been my adopted local team.
So you're on for that, man?
Year, so sure.
Good.
Sure, yeah, it's all right. Right. Colors will be worn.
Colors of the winning team.
Oh, dear. So a little while ago,
a broadcasting company in the United Kingdom had a issue and a dispute
with our use of SkyDrive.
I don't even know. Can we even say that? I don't know.
We can say it,
I guess. We can say that now we have a new one.
Finally have the announcement, the name. SkyDrive will soon become OneDrive.
Yes.
Kind of fits in the Xbox One, kind of fits in the whole idea.
One Microsoft.
Also, the one place to keep all of your documents, your videos, your files that you want to keep synchronized across all of your devices.
See, he's grabbing all the info from the video trailer that they released on OneDrive.com.
It is a very cool video trailer. I had no idea what it was leading up to by the end, but when it kind of reveals the whole new branding and everything, it makes sense. It's one place. the one thing that everyone kind of wants in online storage is more space, mm-hmm. right? And there's so many opportunities for us. There is the early adopter bonus. I think there's like a 10 gig bonus for that.
Yep.
If you're on Office 365, you get a ton of extra space.
You get 20 extra gigs on that one. You start off with 7, so already you're up to...
I think I have 25 or 30 or something like that. If you are a... 30,
you're almost at the 40 gigs.
If you bought the Surface 2, when it came out, there was another deal on that. I think that was huge. I thought that was like 100 gigs or something
gigs?
Like that.
It
was insane. A lot of space. So all that stuff will be following along with the new OneDrive. I like the fact that those clouds stay the same because it was my cute little system tray icon that I got used to.
Yeah, yeah.
So
across a variety of different types of devices too. It's not just us.
No, everything, so...
Very good.
Be set with that.
OneDrive.com. Good video. Take a look at it. And
coming soon. So over on our friend Nokia's conversation site, Nokia.
We're just debating.
We're gonna go over this. the debate always comes up when we already say the brand. So Nokia. Conversations website is basically their blog,
yep.
but they're usually really interactive, which is one of the nice things about it actually being a conversation, not just a one-way kind of news post. Kind of like we are this show. We listen to your comments.
Mm-hmm.
We will reply. So please comment on the show. So one of the things they did last week was a list of tips and tricks of the phones that most people don't know or little hidden features.
I did not know about 10 of the 14.
Well, these are actually submitted by the users tweeted back to Nokia. So
I was impressed.
There are some really cool ones. You were actually
something as simple as
calculator.
Calculator this way gives you regular calculator. Turn it this direction and it becomes scientific. Turn it back to regular. Turn it the other way, it becomes geeky.
Yeah,
it
the programmer one.
Binary,
hex, and binary, all that stuff.
Just on how you do it. That's simple. I love it.
I had used the, if you hit the I button, if you hit the search button and then the little I button goes into vision search mode, I've used that at the time for translating when I'm traveling abroad, usually with a menu in front of me that I'm trying to order from.
You got it.
That was really cool. What I didn't know is you can actually do that to any text, and if you hit the action bar, I can't remember what it's called, but the command bar down there, the advanced options has a copy all. So you actually copy a bunch of text that's on a poster, that's on a wall, go over and paste it into OneNote or anything like that.
I did not know that. Another one this happens to everybody in every phone platform. All of a sudden you're doing something with your phone and a screenshot gets taken. But when you actually want to take a screenshot, you don't know what to press. So now they have actually said the exact key sequence. Now, of course, you know this.
I did not.
I have no idea. It is the Windows key and power button
the same time
does a special folder that's called snapshot and put your snapshots and sorry screenshots and put your screenshot inside of it
right in the same place as your camera roll and everything. It's a new album.
You know what, I obviously did not listen to the shows.
So I've done it. I haven't said it in the show, but I've done it for when I'm doing testing of websites.
Yeah.
And I need to send comps out to people.
Good.
You can use emulators, but if you take a real screenshot on the phone, it's a real nice way of doing it.
Another really cool one is Bluetooth connectivity for being able to have different styles of announces. My particular car that I have has a Bluetooth interface that kind of gets in the way of Windows Phone. I didn't even know. You could turn this on to say alternate connectivity method, and it means that you can have better experiences potentially. And top that up with an extra one, you can turn on accessibility options so that it'll announce and read your text for you as opposed to you having to
driving
ask for
mode, they kind of call it. That's really cool. I've actually gone through and replied to text and everything via voice, and it's super
with your
convenient.
Hands firmly on the wheel.
At 3 and 9.
3 and 9?
Yeah, I don't do 10 and 2. I do 3 and 9.
10 and 2.
The one last one I'll bring up because you can read the blog is if you select some text when you're browsing a document or you're in Internet Explorer, and then you hit the search button, it automatically searches for that word. So if there's a word you don't happen to know or just something else that you want to go research more on, quick little shortcut to do that. I thought that was really clever. Let's talk money a little bit. Money and sales.
Let's talk almost $2.5
billion. $25
billion. Oh.
Almost $25 billion.
I got the wrong number.
it's even bigger than you think.
Wow.
Microsoft released our second quarter earnings. We're on a July to June fiscal year. So quarter two is that holiday quarter that everyone really wants to hit big. And Microsoft did pretty well.
What jumped out for you the most?
Well, for me, I was most interested in the Xbox One sales.
Yes.
I'm a huge gamer. PlayStation had released their numbers just before 3.9 million Xbox Ones sold, which...
How many were yours?
Four.
Is this the gift that keeps on giving?
It was.
I only had one for my household.
There's multiple households, so my family all received Xboxes Christmas, which was
nice.
Which was fun for the nephews and nieces. Mm-hmm. I've played all of the games pretty much. I haven't gotten Zoo Tycoon in yet, but I've been having fun with mine. But so just about 4 million Xboxes, over 8 million Lumias have been sold in that quarter.
Something like 2 million new subscribers to Office 365 in 6 months.
Yeah, and then I think I mentioned in there no number, but double Surface sales. So mm-hmm. Surface 2 successful, Xbox yeah. One successful. A lot of good stuff coming through the pipeline. It's easy to kind of focus on one item, mm-hmm. but I think we had that back to back. Windows 8.1 came out October, and then November was the Xbox One. I think the 1020 was released somewhere in there. It was a really powerful quarter.
I think the financial people call it a well-rounded corner. For those being serious.
Yeah, no, I'm usually less serious. I like my finances and keeping track of stocks and stuff, but no, I just think like big quarter. Big money no whammy. Is that the way it used to go, right? So we'll end here on a hardware note. Somewhere close to home for you, Rick, is Microsoft has joined the, we'll get the name right, the Open Compute Project.
Yes, actually a project that was started off and configured and kicked off, if you will, by Facebook doing a bunch of stuff, and a bunch of people have been joining into them. Microsoft officially joined them as well as we released our official, I think it's actually a term for this. I'm trying to think of the actual term, but it's our Open Compute Project is the one that we joined, but it is our design for how we run our servers in our data centers.
Yeah, so essentially, at this scale, I think the article mentions we have over 1 million servers in the cloud.
Yeah, so some basic tech and spec that they have. It's a 12U chassis.
So that's like...
It's like 2.36 inches is a U, I think it is. And so basically 12 of those stacked up.
You got 2.5 feet of server.
You got stacks of servers and nodes for shared management at the top. And then you got JBOD, just a bunch of disks.
I was going to say, it's one of my favorite acronyms. It's JBOD, literally just a bunch of disks.
You got it. And then you got shared fans. And obviously the way these things are designed from all the different vendors is the concept of reducing the amount of power required to run the devices, reduce the amount of cooling required to run them, make them more efficient at getting rid of the heat and how they're designed in their data center. And the idea with the Open Compute Project is that the different vendors will start to go and share their best practices to be able to further the design of data centers in the industry.
So it's basically like everyone kind of sharing practically little trade secrets about mm-hmm. how they've eked out, you know, a half a degree of cooling out of here. And
when you spread a half a degree of cooling across millions of servers, that makes a pretty big deal for cooling costs.
Not only for, you know, energy efficiency, it's better for, you know, cost, but better for the environment in general.
Yep.
Easier to replace and just swap out hardware if it's all based on a standard, stuff like that.
So we've been doing a lot of stuff with data centers for quite some time now with our Global Data Center Initiative. And we've got different generations, the Gen 1, Gen 2, Gen 3, Gen 4. I think we're up to Gen 4 now.
Okay.
Where you go like container-based, where you basically back up a transport truck and you just plug in the power, plug in the cooling, and then plug in the network, and then you're good.
Mobile data center, literally. Yeah. Just drop it, and whenever you have like a big event or something, you need local.
They have not let me in to see one yet. I've been trying.
Don't you know who he is?
there's apparently a warning on Global Data Center admin that basically says if this badge comes within 200 feet, initiate code
alarms. Just a bunch of alarms go off. Yeah.
So we literally come down with a spec of the types of buses we're using, the number of DIMM slots that have been optimized, the number of RAM that's in there as well. So very, very cool stuff. I don't think you're going to see this at a electronics reseller near you as an orderable option.
Right.
But hey, you never know.
You're not going to run Quake on one of these compute blades.
This would be a great Minecraft server, actually.
Yes.
Awesome. So, Minecraft
so if you're
server.
If you are a hardware junkie, you're interested in the specs. They're open now. There's actually a bunch of the information in the article itself, and it links off to more of our hot server info.
So. Nice. Hot server info.
Thanks for watching Ping this week. Thanks for being patient with us through our little break. We'll be coming back.
On a weekly cadence, we're going to aim for.
There may be a couple where we have to do on site.
If you go
up on conference season,
check out on Vegas. I might have a side bet to see if we're able to keep this up or not. You never know how long it goes, how many weeks. Leave us a note in the comments to what you think is going to happen. Hey, besides comments, what do you say? You were saying you're doing on the Twitters. You're doing a hashtag.
Yeah. So we're trying out hashtag Ping Show. So Ping Show, because Ping is a little too generic and gets used by a bunch of stuff. So Ping Show is going to be us.
You got it.
Follow us. I am at Mark DeFalco.
I'm Rickster CDN.
And again, yeah, leave in the comments what you want to see this year from the show, and how happy are you to see us back. Thanks.